It's May 25th. This is Full Press Crackin'. I'm Rich Anselmo. We're going to take a look at Vince Dunne. He was recently interviewed and talking about horses. He said, quote, "I've always just wanted one. It would be nice to cruise around, ride on it, get away from the city for a little bit," end quote. They make him happy. They always have. The reality of them, the idea of them, having grown up with friends who owned horses. Dunne likes the concept of wide open spaces, the slower pace outside of a city. It reminds him of his childhood. He grew up in Lindsay, Ontario. Maybe in retirement he'll own a horse. At least that's what he thinks. But for Dunne, he's just entering the prime of his career. He's 26. Retirement's a long way off. He's come into his own this season with the Kraken, embracing the skill and the talent that have brought him here to becoming a face of a franchise on the rise. Forward Jaden Schwartz has been a teammate with Dunne for each of their 6 seasons the defenseman's been in the NHL. Schwartz said, quote, "He's just kind of doing it all for us right now. Everyone around the league is starting to see how good he is and the potential he has. I've gotten to be able to see it for a long time now. He's been awesome," end quote. So has the team, which reached the Stanley Cup playoffs in only its 2nd season. They made it in as a wild card and had a pretty nice run. Dunne played the first 4 seasons of his NHL career with the St. Louis Blues, winning the Stanley Cup in 2019 in his 2nd season. He had hit the highest high, and it made everything else just pale in comparison. And then the Blues exposed Dunne in the 2021 NHL expansion draft. Seattle grabbed him. He was happy to be selected by the Kraken, had been hoping for it. He felt ready for a change, a fresh start. Dunne had claimed that took a lot of weight off his shoulders. His first season with the Kraken was a disappointing one all around compared to his previous NHL seasons. Personally, he tied his career high with 35 points on 7 goals and 28 assists, but the team was just not very good. Something happened to Dunne, however, before the start of this season. He won't get any more specific, saying it was nothing too crazy that made him take a closer look at how he was approaching the game, at how he was attacking practices, and how he was feeling about the grind of NHL life. Dunne said, quote, "There were some things that happened outside of the rink, some personal issues, where I was like, whoa, I am pretty lucky to be doing what I'm doing," end quote. He believes he had let it get to him, the downsides of being an NHL player, dragging his way through the life he had worked so hard for. He made it his business to turn that around, and it helped in so many ways. Dunne himself said, quote, "Just trying to be happy. I think for myself I was a little bit miserable sometimes, and I didn't really realize it selfishly. I'd be like, oh, I have to practice today. I don't want to practice today. But I think just showing up every day and being excited, there's a lot harder days for a lot of people out there," end quote. Those around Dunne have seen a renewed focus through the season, a dedication to being the type of player he can be, the type of player he's always had the potential to become, on the ice and in workouts. He ranks high among defensemen with an NHL career-high 64 points in 81 games. He finished the season with 14 goals and 50 assists. Kraken general manager Ron Francis said, quote, "The credit goes to Vince. He came in last year maybe not where he needed to be, and I think there's a process that goes to kind of learning and gaining the trust of what the coaches are trying to do with you and you with the coaches, and I think he's worked hard at it. In that locker room and on the ice, he's been terrific for us. A big part of our success this year for sure. It's great to see him kind of maturing as both a person and as a player on the ice. End quote. It's the idea of treating the ice, treating the Kraken, as a place Dunn wants to be, and as a place that he has spent so much time working to get to. Dunn said, quote, I would say it's my happy place. I think just having a better mindset on life and that kind of translating to my game, just being grateful for every opportunity to wake up, put my skates on, and live my dream a little more. I was pretty young making it into the NHL, and it happens really fast. You just take it for granted a little bit, I'd say. Especially when you win so early in your career, you're kind of just like, been there, done that, that was easy. At the same time, it wasn't easy at all. End quote. He made it his business to be thankful for his job, for his friends, his family, for the city and the team and the staff, for his teammates, and they have been, in turn, impressed with the results. Kraken coach Dave Hakstol, quote, the things that he's doing on the ice are easy for everyone to see in terms of the added minutes, the responsible defensive play, the offensive production that he's been bringing. But the things that are a little more difficult to see kind of behind the scenes just in terms of his presence, his ability to handle different situations, whether it's good or bad, always having the ability to move on and move on to the next play. Dunner's really grown there in terms of his confidence and his presence within the game from game to game and over long stretches. End quote. It's not like the foundation wasn't there in St. Louis, like the Blues didn't see the potential, the skill level, the vision, the toughness when they selected him in the second round with pick 56 of the 2015 NHL draft. Blues forward Sammy Blais, a former teammate and close friend, said, quote, I did. I always knew he had the capacity to have a season like this one. End quote. Dunn, for one, believes that the opportunity has been the key, the confidence that he feels the Kraken have in him. He has been able to translate that onto the ice. Quote, I don't think that I was given a lot of opportunity before, but I think maybe I was held back from a lot of things even when I was excelling or outperforming other people. I know there's a lot of business side things that can get a little complicated in the sport that we're in, and I understand that. But I also knew that I had a lot more to show and give. I've just tried to take a hold of what's in front of me and just kind of roll with it. There's no reason why I can't keep improving. I know my game still has a lot more to show. End quote. That's crucial. For a team without much star power, Dunn is becoming the biggest name. He's in the top 25 in average time on ice at 23 minutes and 43 seconds a game. It's also why Blais is confident in saying how much Dunn likes Seattle, how much he'd like to re-sign when he becomes a restricted free agent in the offseason. He's maturing. He's understanding what's needed of him on the ice and in the practice facility, mentally, emotionally, and physical. Defensive partner Adam Larson said, quote, I think he's elevated every single thing about his game this year. It's been fun watching him grow on and off the ice, end quote. Dunn knows how good he can be now. He knows how much fun that is. He knows that none of this was guaranteed. Dunn again, quote, I'm pretty lucky for everything that I have in my life. There's no reason why I can't be happy mostly all the time. I know everyone has hard days, and everyone goes through stuff. But at the same time, I'm living my dream, and I'm really happy to be doing that. Really fortunate. When you love the game, it loves you back. I'm a true believer in that. End quote. Let's take a look at what's next for Dunn. He's had short-term contracts throughout his six-season NHL career. He's going to seek a lengthier deal as a restricted free agent with arbitration rights. He's also 1 year away from unrestricted free agent eligibility. Dunn just completed the final season of a two-year contract worth an annual salary cap hit of $4 million. He's the highest-scoring defenseman among Kraken this season with 64 points in 81 games, as well as the leading scorer among this year's class of restricted free agent defensemen. Dunn well exceeded his previous career best of 35 points in a season. Skating on the Kraken's top defensive pairing, Dunn is second in time on ice per game at 23 minutes and 40 seconds, including a team-leading 2 minutes and 42 seconds of power play time per game. He had a plus-minus this season of plus 28 with 55 penalty minutes. Dunn is also among the team leaders with 50 takeaways, 80 block shots, and 115 hits. Dunn's chemistry with Adam Larson provides the Kraken with a reliable first defensive pairing. General Manager Ron Francis should want to ensure that it remains intact for the long term. Will he do it? Francis has a figure in mind. I think what Dunn will command supersedes that. If the Kraken want to retain him, Dunn will be their highest paid player for next season. And if I were them, I'd sign him a 7-year deal and start at $7 million per. I know it will be higher. One quick note, tonight the Coachella Valley Firebirds take on the Milwaukee Admirals in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals of the American Hockey League. The winner of that series takes on the winner of the Eastern Conference Finals, featuring the Rochester Amerks and the Hershey Bears. Rochester won the first game 4-1. That just about puts away today's full press Kraken. I'll be back on Monday, taking a look at another different kind of season for a young Kraken player. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to NHL.com for all the numbers. Enjoy the weekend.